Trees can't speak, but John Eisenhower speaks their language. Talking Trees with Rosie on the House.
And if you got bugs eating your trees, especially if they're edible fruits and you want to knock them out with something that is all organic, Bonide has the solution. It's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. It's an all-organic insect control. You can hook it up to ready-to-spray bottle. Just hook up your hose, turn on the water, spray down your tree, and you're good to go. It's so organic and safe. You can actually apply and then harvest your fruit right after that and eat the same day. Bonide products are family-made in America. You can find them at bonide.com or around the state at retailers, including Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, Treeland Nursery in Mesa, or any of the Summer Winds Nursery. That's Captain Jack's Bed Bug Brew by Bonide. Trusted since 1962. Family made and American. It's labeled for spider mites, John. I know you're going into your spider mite segment here. You can handle spider mites with Dead Bug Brew.
Yeah, we wanted to focus, you know, each month on some of the pest issues that we have in our landscape, or pest or disease problems. And the one I want to focus on right now is the spider mite. Spider mites are little microscopic. I mean, you can sometimes see them with the naked eye, but it's pretty difficult. They get into all sorts of plants in the landscape, and they're very commonly in our conifers here in the low desert, on our Italian cypress, junipers, arborvitae. But they can get into other agricultural crops and into other ornamental shrubs and trees. But they are an arthropod. They actually are little spiders. They're actually mites, but spider-like mites. And they have a piercing mouth parts, and they use those to suck the sap out of leaves, including the chlorophyll, often resulting in kind of a dull color to our plants. It sometimes is the kind of telltale sign when we start to see our Italian cypress go from that nice, brilliant green to a kind of a dull gray color. We can know right away that spider mites are probably active. You can also sometimes see a little webbing between the leaves, and the spider mites use that webbing to travel from leaf to leaf. And they generally are enjoy the dry, dusty conditions we have in our desert communities. So some of the cultural controls is to keep your plants, of course, well-watered, and actually to spray them down, you know, weekly. If you've got some trees or plants that are susceptible to spider mites, maybe a weekly forceful spray of water would be helpful. And be sure to concentrate on the underside of the leaves where the mites tend to congregate. And that'll help to kind of keep those populations down. You know, if mites are, like many of our garden insects, they're not very harmful until the populations get to a certain level. And you don't want to be overreacting and using pesticides unnecessarily if they're just a small populations that you can control with like a weekly spraying with water. You know, once they get, you know, to a certain place, you might want to consider even using an insecticidal soap, maybe horticultural oils. And finally, there are some miticides that are have been developed that can control heavy infestations and outbreaks where they're threatening to defoliate your plants or overrun your yard. And we've seen some really heavy infestations where multiple trees in a yard, multiple Italian cypress are affected, and those populations are so heavy that they can threaten the life of the plants, in which case it's better to probably bring in a licensed spray tech who can come in and spray them down and get some control. The problem with the miticides and any kind of heavier products is you sometimes kill the beneficial insects that are in your yard. There are predatory mites, which also are affected by those miticides. So you don't want to control those, and if you don't need to be using those heavier chemicals.
Miticide. Let's get, and you guys have a licensed chemical applicator that works with.
Yes, we have a plant healthcare division. Yeah, absolutely. We can do those applications and help get some control. If you've got some of your Italian cypress or junipers or arborvitae that are looking a little bit weak, look at them closely. We do what we call this, you know, the white paper test. If you suspect you might have spider mites, because they're so small, we sometimes will. You can one, look for the webbing. But two, you can take a white piece of paper underneath some of the foliage and then shake the foliage over your paper. And if you look down at those little specks of dust, they're not little specks of dust if they're starting to crawl around. You'll see them starting to just crawl on the paper. And if that's the case, you definitely have spider mites, and it'd be good to take some action. As I said, starting out with a forceful spray of water, sometimes that's enough to control them. Otherwise, you might need to give us a call and have somebody come out and have an arborist look at them and give you a treatment plan.
Let's see how we can help Ryan and Chandler at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Ryan, good morning. And I don't know what happened. We just accidentally hung up on Ryan. We'll call him back. We're going to bring Ronnie into the conversation, also in Chandler. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning. I have a question about a hydrangea. I got one for Christmas, put them in the ground. It looks great. It's growing. But I notice when it gets hot, the leaves kind of curl up. Is he eventually going to die in summer?
Well, hydrangea does need a protected environment. You know, it does need a little bit of protection, especially from afternoon sun. If it's in a full sun setting, it may have a difficult time making that transition into our hotter weather. In fact, this winter or this last week, we've had a beautiful kind of reprieve from the hotter temperatures we saw a week or two back. But it looks like next week we're back up to 100 degrees, and some of those more sun-sensitive plants will have trouble surviving. We've got begonias. We've got some begonias in our front patio, which do great through the winter months. But as the sun starts to set, we start getting that late afternoon sun hits that front patio at our house, and generally those flowers begin to suffer for those last few. Those early summer months. So, yeah, don't overwater it. Try to be careful. That, people often think that you just got to make sure we give it enough water, and you end up exacerbating the problem. But yeah, give it a try, and hopefully, if you can shade it maybe in that late afternoon, maybe it'll. The secret to its success is for it to get rooted into the native soil. Once it's got its own, its roots are established in the native soil. It'll survive, but you've got to get it through that transition period so it can get established on its own. And if you got to protect it from the afternoon sun with a little shade cloth, maybe you can do that.
Good luck. We appreciate the call. Let us know if that helps keep your hydrangea looking a little bit stronger. We're going into our hot season, so you can't take it for granted. You go stand out there in the direct sun for 4 hours, and let me come back and check on you and see how you're doing.
Yeah, it's really nice. We do have a lot of tropicals and semi-tropical plants that do really well here if they have a little bit of a shaded environment. In fact, a lot of people plant them underneath their trees, and the trees provide just that little bit of filtered sunlight to allow some of those more exotic plants do well here in Arizona. It's beautiful to see the wide variety of plant life that people can enjoy here just with that little bit of added sun or protection from the sun.
Now, you had mentioned, as we're going back to Ryan, we got to have him back on the line, but as we get there, Texter wants to know the name of the farmer's market you had mentioned earlier. Did you mention a farmer's market?
Yeah, it's a market on the move. It's really not a farmer's market. It's really a distribution center for distressed food items. And every week they've got a new set of amazing produce. They allow you to take 60 pounds of produce for only $10. And it's a nonprofit organization, and they've got all sorts of outlets. So you look up Market on the Move, it'll show you the dozens of locations across Phoenix and Tucson where you can And it's actually further north, too. I think there's a farmer's market up in Prescott now and other places across the state. But look on their website, Market on the Move, and it's a great place to buy some produce, especially if you've got that dehydrator and you can process.
And you can process. You know, we're going to be breaking out the canning. It's been a while since we've canned, but I hear the peach harvest at Schnepp Farms right now is primo, so we're going to load up. Probably not the pricing that you're talking about, but it's this is straight off the tree, family
picking.
No,
that's really nice up there. Yeah.
And there's also Apple Annie's that'll be soon, and Wilcox, a couple of great places where you can go pick them here locally as well. Let's get back to Ryan. Welcome to the program. Thanks for calling in. Sorry for the trouble earlier. How may we help you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. To the spider mites, I've been fighting those for 3 weeks on roses, and water blasting them off seems to work really well.
Well, good. That's what they were, you know, they were saying if you persist, you know, they'll eventually go through their life cycle and be gone. But it's if you let those populations, you know, continue without any efforts to at control, they can spiral out of control and get ahead of you. But yeah, that's good. Every week, if you can. So what have you actually been doing? Just taking just a hose and spraying? Have you been using any insecticidal soap or just water alone?
No, when I started growing roses, I did use miticides several different times, but I found that just using a water blaster, which sprays the underside of leaves, I'll do that 2 to 3 times a week. I had several that almost nearly defoliated, and they're coming back. They have new growth now with this cooler weather, but water is all I use in my roses right now.
That's great. And is this the first year you've had dealt with them, or is this something that occurs every year?
No, I have over 150 roses, so I deal with them every year. And through the summer, I spray off 2 to 3 times at minimum per week through the summer. Usually when it gets hot, they're less active. But I use it completely during the summer to keep them away.
That's great. That's an encouragement to listeners out there who are also battling spider mites, and appreciate the encouragement and the story. Good luck with your roses. Sounds like a nice little array of roses. You've got 150 plants. That's quite a few.
Yeah, it keeps me busy. But my question is actually about a Hong Kong orchid. I've had this tree in my yard for probably over 12 years. And it's always doing really well. And I know that it's frost sensitive, but this year I've noticed that I have almost no new leaves. I went last weekend to go around the neighborhood, and I see other people with Hong Kong orchids are in the same situation. Is it a disease that's going around, or is it just the cold weather and it's just taking time for them to get the leaves set back on? It put out some flowers, but not very many.
Well, you know, I notice that some years when the deciduous when we have a mild winter, the deciduous trees, and they might, some refer to them as semi-deciduous, because they will sometimes retain their leaves if it doesn't get cold enough. But sometimes the trees like the Hong Kong orchid will hold their leaves from the prior year all the way through the winter. And then as they turn the corner into spring and put on new leaves, they dump them all at once. Whereas if we'd had colder weather earlier in the winter, they would have started dropping leaves more regularly at regular intervals through December and January and into February. And I've just noticed that several of our semi-deciduous trees that held their leaves dumped them all at the same time, and they're pretty bare right about now. So that could be what's happening with those with your orchid trees too. But yeah, it's interesting that you've looked around the neighborhood and seen the same thing happening with those other trees.